Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junk's Comedy Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. It is an open line Thursday. You are welcome to call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. That is our phone number here.
We mentioned this when we played golf with Mike Maher the other day. He is a Flavor Flav type of guy, hype man.
Yes.
And it was funny. He comes in here during the break, and it's kind of sad. He comes in. He's all hyped up. He's like, it's a big weekend for me. I don't need to mention the sponsor, but I guess I could say, could I say what he said? He said it's a big, I think they advertised. He said it's a big Pupitella weekend. Okay, all right. So he's all hyped up about his weekend going out, and he's like, what are you guys up to?
and just
crickets from cakes and EB.
Well, it's actually a rare weekend that I'm home.
Now, let me just say, I came in on the tail end of Mike Maher. I didn't give him my extensive weekend plans. So,
which are?
What are my weekend plans?
You probably don't have much going on.
Hold on. No, I do. I do have. Oh, playing at Woodmont in the club pickleball championships.
Big
day,
dude. That's a big day.
Big day. Saturday.
So hold on. Are you guys in the championship?
We're in it.
Wow. Who's your partner? Or is it just the team?
My partners rotate. We rotate all the time.
Whether Coach Harwood one of your partners?
He is not.
No.
I don't know my partner off the top of my head.
By the way, Woodmont has an unbelievable tennis facility.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, I'll be playing.
They've got two golf courses. Property. It's just incredible. The two golf courses are great, north, south. But their tennis facility is absurd.
So I'll be there Saturday, 2 p.m.
The family come to root for you? It's a championship. Do you get a trophy?
My daughter came like for one match that was at Norbeck, but I don't think it. Anybody's coming on Saturday. It's fine.
My wife doesn't come.
This is a big deal.
No.
It's a championship.
No, she's not coming.
Maybe she doesn't worship as much as you think.
Oh, no, she does.
I know.
And then
she tweeted something maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
About he did something. It was so basic about a dishwasher. She was like, John's my hero.
Oh, what I did? It was silly, actually.
Like changing a light bulb,
I'm not
though.
Gary homeowner. Yeah. I'm not the handyman. Everybody knows this. And nobody in this room is.
Yeah, so, none of us are.
So we got a new dishwasher.
Never claimed to
Shocker.
Be.
Had to get a new dishwasher.
I wish I was.
I mean, too much money out of my pocket, but Crop came and installed it. They were great. It was amazing. When we first started running the dishwasher, the stupid top rack with the spinner arm was too low. And it was hitting like all of the utensils and the freaking plates that are too high. And I was like, well, this has to be adjustable, but I don't know how to do it. Like,
so you YouTubed it.
So I YouTubed it, and there was literally a 90-second video saying, hey, stupid.
Press a button.
Stupid. You're too dumb to do this on your own. Here's how it's done. And I basically just had to push in two clips on the side and lift it up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm an American hero, so I did that.
Right. Did your wife give you extra skins that night?
I amazed my wife with my my homeowner skills.
Right.
He basically, it was basically, I mean, I'm imagining it's like a prescription bottle that's childproof where you have to press in the two tabs.
Similar, but I'm like, my brain doesn't work with like puzzles and looking at things and trying to figure them out. I need visual help. And I got it, and then I fixed it in 10 seconds.
Good job. And then she went to social media and called him a god.
Here's why. Because she knows I suck at basically all things around the house, like being handy.
But she's not disappointed in you, though.
So any little victory is like I climbed Mount Everest.
Right. But why isn't she disappointed in you? I thought most wives are disappointed in their husbands.
That's just your experience. My wife is not disappointed in me.
His wife's disappointed in him.
Of course.
Yeah, Drab's wife's disappointed in him. I don't know Heavy Metal Chris's wife, but I would suppose she's probably generally disappointed.
I could do 10 of those things which Cakes did, and I wouldn't get lauded and commended. Yeah.
Heavy Metal Chris, is your wife disappointed in you often?
It depends on what we're talking about now, you know. But
I'm just saying on the whole.
I would like to think not. Jeez.
Yeah. Jason, I think Teresa, is she disappointed in you?
In terms of just
your
handyman
productivity
stuff?
And just your ability to...
To do stuff around the house?
I don't know.
She does everything.
Right.
I mean, she's the man
of the house.
Right, so she's probably disappointed.
I mean,
the only thing
I'd help her with is carrying dressers or tables in and out of the house.
Hold on. I need to go through this checklist. Does she... If the trash can in the kitchen is full, does she take it out?
No, I do that.
All right, so you do
that. I do all the trash and recycling.
I do that too, but I have to be told.
No, I'm a neat freak that way, especially the kitchen, so I'm on top of that. No,
what do you do your laundry?
She does 100% of the laundry.
Oh, I do most of the laundry. I do most of the dishes. I do most of the cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Is she still disappointed in you? You must really suck.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through this weekend and probably not do anything handy around the house. That's 99% of weekends.
I don't want to do anything handy around the house.
Hey, what do you do? What do you do like in my backyard when I redid in 2020, we redid the whole backyard, right? Mm-hmm. That's when we put in the hot tub, got all the furniture, and you know, I mean, it was crazy. But now I'm starting to get little weeds in between the tile.
I know. I hate
the deck and the tile.
Okay.
I hate it.
What do you do about it? My wife said I'm supposed to go out there and pick them.
I pick them all the time.
There's a 0.0% chance. Let's say it's a 20 by 20, I don't even know. Let's just say roughly 20 by 20 patio area. I'm not getting down on my hands and knees and picking every little weed that's coming through.
Is it brick?
No, it's like square tile, like a foot by foot tiles or whatever.
Like pavers.
Pavers.
Yeah.
It's a process called weeding.
You've got to spray them. You've got to spray them.
That's the way you do it. I want to poison it.
You can do that.
No, what you should have done is you could put something underneath it, underneath the tile.
Well, no, he's going to have somebody else.
No, I'm saying before it was built. You could put.
They probably did. But it's taken 5-6 years, and now it's starting to come through. They probably put. Yeah, I'm sure they did whatever. There's definitely
ways to stop it, but if you don't have, if it's just built right on the yard, the grass is going to come through.
I'm sure they did the proper thing, but it's 6 years later.
Yeah, I hate it. I'm always out there picking.
So, and she said, we got to go out there and pick it. I go, what? I mean,
it looks terrible.
I'd rather just kill myself than do that.
It looks terrible. There are houses in my neighborhood.
I'm not doing
it. The sidewalk that leads up to their front steps is all weeds popping up through the bricks. It looks awful.
Put you on massive monkey
And I want to put a note in their mailbox.
What can I do? Do you just pour like gasoline on it? Like, what do you do?
I don't think you
pour gasoline on it.
What do you do?
Weed killer.
Bleach?
You spray Roundup on it or you pick them. Those are your options.
There's then you might
no
get in that
chance
lawsuit.
You're picking them. you'd die if you picked them.
You got to stay on top of that.
Why would you die if you
You're so
them?
Bent over.
There's probably a ton of them.
Maybe
some of you short knockers, bend it over.
He's sending saving the bend overs for the golf course.
I don't have enough bend overs to pull weeds.
Well, what you should do is get on your hands and knees.
Dude, you can hire somebody to do it.
That would kill me.
You can hire somebody, say, please come pick these weeds. Here's U.S. currency.
I wouldn't even ask a human. I would not ask a fellow human to do that. Maybe like somebody in like Rikers Island or something.
How's that different than somebody cutting your lawn?
Cutting your lawn's but easier walking. And it's just you're cutting your lawn.
It's the same.
Getting down on your hands and knees and pulling weeds. Literally, I wouldn't ask my worst enemy to do that.
Oh, I would.
That's the kind of thing you do.
It's basic. You ever seen
get down on your hands and knees?
Well, my mom used to have I don't know how to describe it, but like a little wheeled wagon. Sometimes they put their knees on it. Like, picture the people that tear their Achilles.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
No, but you know when people tear their Achilles, they've got that little scooter cart, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
They have those for weeding.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of just on your...
You just have to stay on top of it, and you've got to spray them pretty much every day.
Spraying is what I would do.
Yeah, you just...
I would just poison the F out of me.
Yeah.
I would care less
about
that.
Let them just die and wither away.
I could kill all the animals, but if you all wait, everything.
But if you wait and there's 500 of them popping up because you haven't done...
There's just little things.
I know exactly what they look like. I do it every day. I'm out there every day doing it.
Every day?
Well, I do pull them a lot, but I'm out there either spraying or pulling them.
It would give me... Like, I would look like the Hunchback. Like, I could never stand up.
You're hunched over enough.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. It's probably the last thing you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no... And I honestly, I wouldn't even ask anyone to do that, to pull by manually.
You have to stay on top of it almost daily.
Because
if you go away, Eric, think about it. If you go away for, you know, a four-day weekend or whatever, when you go away on these volleyball trips, and there's nice weather, or if it rains a couple times... Oh, you're going to come back and it's going to look terrible.
Like this, like I've had this patio backyard, really nice. We used to never go in a backyard. We redid everything, right? Spent a boatload of money. Just another instance of lighting money on fire. And now suddenly I'm getting weeds in my little tile.
Mm-hmm.
It took 6 years, but now I'm getting weeds in between.
They're creeping in.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I don't know how to handle it. It's amazing that this grass and these weeds can grow in between bricks and tile.
They're aggressive. Weeds are
aggressive. I've got a brick patio in my backyard, mm-hmm. and these MFers grow through them.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know how.
They're relentless.
Think, like, stuff settles, and it just gets weird.
But it's not just that, but also when you have your lawn cut, mm-hmm. all right, well, that grass goes everywhere, so it spreads, and it gets onto your patio or your tiles.
Well, you think also because they come in there with the blowers, and they blow it.
And they blow it, and the grass gets on the patio or the tile.
That's what happens, and it plants a seed or
whatever. That happens too, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I don't know how it works, but I just know that weeds love to show up.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't. I wouldn't ask my worst enemy to get on their hands and knees and pull weeds. It would take forever. It's like, that's worse than pulling wallpaper. You know how they scrape
that
wallpaper?
You said it's 20 by 20.
What?
It'd probably take a half
hour. Hire JP to do it. He'll come over and do it.
Half an hour?
To pull up your weeds?
They're not. They're just like little tiny, like they're little, like almost like little. The little.
I know. I don't know what they're called, but I have them too.
Like
take a picture of them today.
Like a clover?
Four-leaf clover, like the little clovers.
Yes.
Like they're just the wimpiest little things.
I hate them.
But it looks trifling.
Right. And if you don't pick them or spray them, they're going to grow to freaking a foot.
Better get on it.
All right, hold on. People are calling in. I don't know. Let's go to Kyle in Edgewater. Kyle, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Open Line Thursday.
Hey, what's going on today, boys?
Hey, Kyle. Hey, man.
Hey, Eric, listen. Yep. You've got to make sure to remind your children that Father's Day is next weekend. They've got to get Dina something. Okay.
Yeah.
They've learned nothing from you, brother, about being a man.
It's hard for me to argue it.
Yeah.
that's the funniest call on Open Line Thursday in a long time.
Don't forget to get mom a present for Father's Day.
Evie's had an elite skill, I'll say, since he was probably a teenager in delegating responsibilities. Yeah. His brother Chad used to do the bulk of
them. Delegating is a strong move.
Lawn mowing. When he was of age that he was supposed to
I'm
be
a
the
leader.
Main.
I'm a leader.
I understand.
I'm a leader of men.
He's a good bully. Bullied younger brothers to do the stuff that he was supposed to do.
That's what a true alpha does. They bully other people into doing it. There's no self-respecting alpha getting down on his hands and knees and pulling weeds.
Oh, it sucks.
There's Your no pops way. Used to it mow sucks. The lawn every once in a while.
Yeah, you know, he would do a few strips.
Right.
A few strips at a time. All right, let's go to Sam. Sam, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I'm a real good friend of Roland Lazenby's. His grandson played, AAU ball with my son and travel soccer with him.
All right.
So I've been listening to you guys since I moved to the district. And
thanks,
God
man.
Bless you guys because, man, listening to sports radio in Charlotte is a lot more depressing than
I believe
here.
We had Roland Lazenby on the show like when we were a weekend show.
Yeah, first starting.
Because he wrote, he's written a bunch of books.
Great.
Yeah.
Basketball
great
books.
guy, man, just great guy. So, but anyway, I was listening to your stuff here, and I listen to you guys every day.
Thanks.
I love to give all the other callers some time and whatnot. But about your weeding kind of mentality, guys, I'm a beekeeper. Can we please try to find a product that's going to be that's not going to hurt the pollinators if we're not going to get on our knees, fellas? God bless you all.
Yeah, he doesn't want you spraying poison killing the bees.
Well, hold on. What if I mean, pour bleach on there. What does that do to the bees?
You know, it's not going to do horrible things to the bees. That's a little bit better, but I don't know if it's going to get rid of your problem all the way.
If you poured bleach on it, that wouldn't kill the friggin' little clovers?
Hey, is beekeeping, is that a lucrative endeavor?
I mean, I do it as a hobby. I can't play sports or referee or run around anymore, so I figured I'd do something else.
That's a hobby that I'll never get into.
I mean, doesn't it get a break when you get stung? Don't you hate it?
Hey, it's supposedly if you get stung enough, you're going to, you know, help your joints and your arthritis and stuff like that. So you might.
All right, well, I'll risk it.
Do you make homemade honey or something?
I'll have arthritis.
What is it?
I collect honey every now and again, fellas. I do every now and again.
How
but
do you
I really
do, that?
Do it just
how do you connect,
to mainly
how
make
do you
bees.
Collect the honey. Like you squeeze a bee.
I'm
or
not a beekeeper.
What do you do?
Squeeze a bee. I know it's not that way.
I don't think you squeeze
it. How the hell do you collect the honey?
It's not a cow, Ricky. It's a bee.
Well, you got to warm the suit for sure. You know what I mean?
They have a honeycomb.
They're not too keen. They're not too keen about, you know, you pulling their supplies out of their you know, their homestead.
They
there.
Go somewhere and they just like poop honey, essentially. Is that what they do?
I don't know. You love it in your coffee and on your cereal and on your oatmeal sometimes too. So you know,
honey mustard is one seed.
With the bad.
All right, hey Sam, thank you, buddy. I really appreciate you supporting
man,
the show.
You
thanks.
Have a great rest of the week, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. All right, let's go to Patrick. Patrick, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, I got something for you, my friend. So this will make you you'll get your man card back, and also make you feel like Tom Hanks on Castaway.
All right,
so you go to Lowe's and they sell these like torches, like this long like flamethrower looking thing. You hook it to your propane tank and you just burn.
Yeah, I'm sure
you just scorch
the earth. He's gonna do that. He's gonna hook up a flamethrower to his propane tank.
So hold on, what's the movie where the guy blew everybody away with the air gun?
Oh, that's No Country for Old Men.
Is it going to be like that?
It sounds like a jet engine. Like my family all knows when I'm out there doing it because it sounds
Hold on. If you want to burn your house down, do what this guy's saying.
I'm not burning my house down. You're gonna
not
say, you,
you
gotta get on the
him.
Yeah, but hold on. Why is that effective? Because you just burn
what
the grass?
It burns the earth. So like kind of like farming. Right? I've never farmed, but they talked about scorching the earth and you just burn up the ground. So that nothing else grows for a couple, like, it probably lasts about 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
6 weeks? Nah, I want to kill it forever.
He ain't doing that.
Well,
thank you for the tip that he'll never use.
The bee guy ain't going to be happy with you, but you can definitely kill it with some chemicals.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I need
that's
to look
wild
into
calls
that.
On Open Line Thursday. Keep them coming. 800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we'll be joined by Boog Shambi, the Cubs play-by-play broadcaster. He's next on The Fan. Time to.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Head out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to John Shiambi, Boog Shiambi, yep. Cubs play-by-play broadcaster. What's up, Boog? Good morning, man. Thanks for joining us.
What up, fellas? Good to talk to you guys.
Hey, before we talk baseball, I wanted to get your take because, you know, you call hoops games as well. You've been a great broadcaster for many years. And you're a New Yorker.
Yeah.
I assume you're a Knicks fan or grew up a Knicks fan.
I am.
Yep. I wanted to get your thoughts on, first of all, the season and then obviously the series against the Pacers, which was kind of surprising to me. But the fact that they fired Tibbs.
So, in full disclosure, I actually grew up a Sixers fan. Like, Andrew Toney was my favorite guy.
Okay.
But I would say I have to admit the last probably 10 to 15 years have been just more than that Knicks fan. Anyway,
right.
My perspective on what they did was I found this team so much fun to watch. I think that they got as far as they were going to go. When I used to do what you guys do, I used to talk about be careful of doing not him. Who do you want coaching the team? Not him.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that because you can do a lot worse, man. And when you do not him, you get Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. And I just think, look, here's the one part of it that I do understand. If they had been throttled by the Celtics 4-1 the way everybody thinks, I don't think this is as much of a story, but they didn't. So here we are, and I just, back to my point, I still would say we don't – look, every once in a while you're going to have to, like, change the voice in the room, and I get that, but as a general idea – I think you've got to really contemplate, do you think this person that you want to hire is going to do a better job than that person that you just fired? And I would, if I were to give you my best guess, I think that they're going to hire someone that will not be better than Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. I mean, when you win 50 games plus in back-to-back years, first time that's happened since mid-90s, I mean, unless he's a total ass – and the player, and maybe the players got involved here. Maybe Towns and Brunson said, "You know what? He's not for us."
I don't think so.
Okay, maybe
not. That's
not
my sense.
Okay,
yeah.
If not, but if you've got a coach that does that and gets you to the Eastern Conference Finals, how are you firing him?
Yeah, I don't know. And I would also say, like, I think, gosh, this team like maxed it out, right? I feel like they're still a little short. If you really want to be like title contenders, they're probably going to have to, you know, kick the tires on Giannis and do stuff like that. But I love Brunson and I love the vibe of the team. I think if he's your best player, you're not good enough.
Interesting. What the people that you've talked to in New York, are they, you know, I'm just talking about fans. Are they upset that Tibbs was gone, or they'd want to see him go too?
I think as I've gotten older, I have my friends who are fans are probably a little less in the knucklehead division. So most of them were mad.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So they looked at it like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. All right. So good stuff. So let's switch gears. Talk
including our mutual friend.
Our mutual friend.
Bob Walsh.
Bob Walsh, who, of course, our mutual friend is assistant at St. John's under Patino.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he has been a head coach before, too. All right, yep. So let's switch gears. Cubs are 38-23. Now, Mackenzie Gore, I mean, he just was awesome.
He was dealing.
Outside of the first inning where he got in trouble last night, but he got out of that. And then, but Boyd was really good, too. But just kind of sum up so far through, you know, 60 games or so, the Cubs, who are 15 games over 500. They've had winning seasons the last couple of years, but they've taken a new step this year.
They, very much so. And I would say unexpected that it would be to this level. Like, The main characteristic of this team is they touch the plate a ton. Last night notwithstanding, you know, they have been as good an offensive team as there's been in baseball. They've led the majors in runs per game for most of the year. I thought they'd be an above average offense. I didn't think they'd be in competition to score more runs than anyone in the majors. But it's a versatile lineup. It's a very athletic lineup. I think that's one thing they have. Usually start seven guys who can take you deep, and they have a bunch of guys that can really run, and that means not just stealing bases, but also really knowing how to run the bases. I thought they would catch it. I think their pitching is okay. I think their division's not very good. I would say that, you know, look, you know, they're on pace for north of 90 wins. My guess, you know, I think that they're, you know, they're closer to like an 86 win team that's really playing well, and like that happens. But it's a good team. There's no question. It's a good team, and they've been really fun. And a kid in center field, Pete Crow Armstrong, has been an absolute blast to watch. He's the type of talent that the sport needs.
Where did they draft him? Because he is, I mean, I think he's in year, is he in year two or three with Cubs?
I mean, he debuted in 23, but it's basically year two.
Year two.
They did not draft him. He was drafted by the Mets in the 2020 draft.
Oh, wow.
He hurt his shoulder in the first round after 25 plate appearances, and then the Cubs in 21 traded him traded for him dealing Javi Baez and Trevor Williams.
Oh, that's it. Trevor Williams, who, of course, is here now. That's interesting. Yep. I thought he was drafted by the Cubs. Sorry about that.
Hey, Boog, how impressed are you from the outside of the D.C. sphere watching James Wood? I mean, he leads the Nats in all the offensive categories. He's 22. Yeah. He's so smooth and polished and unfazed by everything. I mean, just killing it as a 22-year-old here.
Yeah, he's a beast. You know, it's like when I talk about PCA, he's 23, you know? Yeah, Wood has that, you know, that special hit talent and the ability to hit the ball so hard and in every direction. They've got a star on their hands, or a burgeoning star. I would say, you know, the one thing I was thinking about this morning is you think about any sport, and as much as you when you trade a huge talent or a big guy, it's almost impossible to get back equal value. It just is, if you look at the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Riz, I would say, has done a pretty good job, like, relative to what, you know, what normally I mean, like, I'm telling you, if you go through the history of all sports, like, I guess we could do the Herschel Walker trade. But, you know, whether you're talking about, like, you know, dealing Charles Barkley and getting back like Tim Perry. What, you know what I mean? Like, it's really hard because in the end, especially in baseball, if we could go to Vegas and bet futures against prospects, we'd be bazillionaires because they
so
all
rich.
Miss. You know what I mean?
And
in this case, it would appear they've gotten, you know, pretty darn good value.
Where do you stand, just, you know, going beyond Wood, just like on the status of the Nats rebuild? Who was it just a couple weeks ago that wrote the article?
Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah, Ken Rosenthal.
He was killing Riz.
Just killed Rizzo, who, you know, we're biased, but we think he's great. You know, because, you know, 4 or 5 years into this thing, or, you know, he would say maybe 3 years, but in the last 4 or 5 years, post winning the World Series in 2019, the record's pretty awful, but it seems like they're on the cut. Like, it seems like they're close. And he swears that when he talks to the other organizations and he talks to guys, they see it. They see what they're doing, and they're on the come. They're coming.
So, I think a couple of things. One, the part that we never can fully feel apart is what baseball ops is doing, mm-hmm. and the support that they're getting from ownership.
Right.
Or the pressure they're getting from ownership to do X, Y, and Z. My sense is that some of what they've done in terms of moves they've made and haven't made and why they've rebuilt and blah, 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 you know, he's being told to go in a certain direction. As far as, you know, going forward, yeah, I think it's fairly promising. I would tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that they're, and again, there's no guarantees. The Dodgers are showing you that right now. But you'd still bet on the Dodgers. The Nats' biggest problem are the Mets and the Phillies because they have owners who are going to really, really spend money. And I think the Mets have one of the best. Like, I think the Mets are going to be the Dodgers East. So I think year in and year out, I think it's going to be really hard, even at peak, for the Nationals to build a team. Now listen to specifically what I'm saying, that internally they believe will win the most games in the National League East. Like, I don't think they'll build a team in the next 10 years, any year, except for maybe one, that internally they will build a team that they project to win the most games in the East. I just don't believe it. It's the same. Look, I said the same thing when Farhan Zaidi got the Giants job. I said, how many years do you think it's going to take for the Giants to build a team internally that projects to win more games than the Dodgers? That doesn't mean they won't, because you remember 2021, they won 107 games, Dodgers won 106.
Right.
But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, are you building a team that you believe will win the most games in the division? It's going to be really hard. It will be really – it doesn't mean it can't happen. And we've all seen now, look, you just want to get in the dance.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it'll be a little bit harder. Where the Dodgers make it hard because they're smart and they have money, and that's where the Mets are right now. And the Phillies are pretty good as well. And I would say the Braves aren't huge in terms of money, but they're going to be top 10-ish. And they've been run pretty well. I mean, the Braves have been – massacred by injuries. But again, I'm not trying to make it super, like, I love the direction the Nats are going in. The kid that pitched last night is a stud. The other part, and I'm rambling a bit, but the other part I would make on the Nats is you just have to remember, especially in baseball, that progression isn't linear. So mm-hmm. that just because a scout said this guy's gonna be good, okay, it doesn't mean he's going to hit 7 homers 1 year, and then 10, and then 15, right, and then 20, right, and then 30. He may get to 30, but he might hit 7 1 year, and then 18, and then the next year he hit 11, and then you guys are all freaking out. Like, what happened? He stinks. Oh, my God, he's done. And then eventually he hits 35. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, I mean, C.J. Abrams turned into a pretty darn good player, and you'd seen glimpses of it, but I don't know that you would have bet on this a season ago.
I think you make a good point about the ownership, because this particular ownership is not going to spend what the Mets are going to spend and what the Phillies are going to spend.
Right.
I think the only way that would happen is if a new owner came in, and maybe it's Ted Leonsis, who knows, but someone else has to come in and match that in terms of payroll.
And yeah, it'll be hard.
Yeah, right.
It'll be hard.
Correct.
So, look. Understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that it'll be really difficult. Like, I think personally, I mean, I'll say, like, the Cubs in the Central, because of their revenue advantage, you know, they're positioned to be in a really good spot because none of the other teams can spend the way that they can spend. So now if you run your stuff efficiently, you know, you certainly have an advantage. But I like where the Nats are. They certainly in the next couple of years are going to be in position to, you know, make the playoffs, and or it would appear so. I'm just saying that the division's going to be tough when you have those two. You know, John Middleton with the Phillies has made very clear he is not, like, his priority is not, like, let's make every single dollar we can. His priority is going to be, let's win.
Yeah, good Boom, stuff,
thanks
bro.
For the time, man. Good catching up with you. We'll have you on again soon.
All right, boys.
Yep. Thank you.
Good talking.
Appreciate it, bud.
That's Boog Shambi, Chicago Cubs play-by-play broadcaster. Remember, you're welcome to call us throughout the show. It is an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junks. We'll be
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Be right back. It's an open line Thursday. You can call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. We're here to take your calls. We're here to listen to you. By the way, we're going to do some betting here. Quick betting.
Right. Should I get my $2 out?
Yeah, just get a dollar. We'll just do a dollar around the room, and I can't participate because I already know who this is. There's a stud up-and-coming high school rising senior quarterback that is the son of a famous NFL quarterback. You guys can
Off a quarterback, because I saw something
locally. Hold on. Let's
I may know the answer too.
You may know the answer. All right.
Give it to me. I'll give some clues.
All right. It's the oldest son of a guy who had a very long NFL career.
All right. Any local ties?
Not local ties, no.
All right, is it okay? So this guy, the high school kid, doesn't live around here or anything.
He does not live in this region.
Okay,
he lives in the south, southeastern portion of the country.
All right,
and where did his pops play?
I'm not going to give you that.
Did his pops play professionally, like largely in one city or in a bunch of different?
He played in.
By the way, one of the key,
mostly one city.
One of the key clues is he's the oldest son.
Yeah, oldest son.
Because there's a lot of them.
So he's a first. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Phillip Rivers. Yeah.
It's Gunnar Rivers. Apparently, he's a stud. He's at a high-profile camp in Texas, or was this past Sunday. Gunnar Rivers. He's the number 57 overall prospect, the number 7 quarterback, and number 1 player in the state of Alabama.
Do you think he has that same throwing motion that his dad had? His dad had a unique throwing motion.
Looks a lot like his dad. Yeah, he basically modeled after his dad. Why wouldn't you? I mean, Phillip Rivers had a really good pass. I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer, but he's certainly a Hall of really, really good.
I think at the end of the day, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Probably because he didn't
have a compiler, but
he didn't have success in the postseason. I think he might be on the outside. Like, that's why, like, was he a better regular season quarterback than Eli Manning? Yes. But everybody says Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer because of the 2 Super Bowls.
Not everybody, some people.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Right. Phillip Rivers is a better quarterback than Eli Manning.
In the regular season, for sure.
In the playoffs, it's just small sample size. I mean,
he just doesn't have that on his resume.
Got it.
So I guess he's
Eli's got 2 Super Bowls and 2 Super Bowl MVPs.
You're not going to put, would you not put Dan Marino in? Of course.
No, I'm the one that brought up as an example. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I saw that Maryland signed Sean Merriman's son.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a quarterback, I believe.
Very good.
We didn't talk about the hoops team signed Steve Blake's son, who I think is a little bit of a project, looks like. He's a kid that averaged like 10 points a game in high school, but his dad says he could shoot it. And his dad, I think, helped coach his high school team. And I think if they have it, they're considering signing Juan Dixon's son and Obinna Akizi's son.
A lot of Maryland legacies.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Very cool. Hoops.
But anyway.
Yeah. So he's apparently on Texas's radar. Texas has offered already 2 quarterbacks out of the 2027 class.
Oh, and he's going to get a buttload of money, too.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
He's getting paid big dollars.
It's crazy.
Wherever he winds up.
Yeah. Well, jeans are huge.
Yeah.
I go to, you know, these volleyball tournaments, and, I mean, the big guys I see everywhere. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I see massive humans, and a lot of them are, like, ex-NBA guys.
Yeah.
I assume some of them, you know, at least played, you know, Division I basketball or football. The dads, the moms, you can all tell the athletic moms. Jeans are huge.
Plays a pivotal role.
Well, Sean Merriman's son, Justin, quarterback, received an offer from Maryland. He hasn't even started his freshman year of high school.
Oh, really? They're already offering him?
Yeah. Class of 2029.
Who is this?
Merriman's
Justin
kid.
Merriman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where is he playing? Where is he growing up?
I don't even know how they can do that, because you're not even allowed to talk to these kids. It's so bizarre.
Dude, you got to get it in on
them. I guess you just tell a coach, hey, we're going to offer them, and the kid puts it on.
I guess. I mean, that's what it's come down to now. You got to offer rising ninth graders.
Yeah, but you're not even allowed to talk to them. Like, in other words, my daughter is a 2027. She can't talk to coaches herself. Other than, like, exchange camp information until June 15th of this year.
But, I mean, it doesn't sound like they need to talk to him. Like, if they feel like he's a good enough prospect, I can just offer him a scholarship.
How do they offer him without talking to him?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know,
like,
how it works.
You're not even allowed to talk about stuff like that.
They're, like, non-binding. They're, like, verbal things.
But you're not even really, like, if you go by letter of the law.
I thought you could before they enter high school.
That could be something.
Yeah.
Now that could be a loophole. That's an end around.
But remember, there used to be like the 8th grade quarterback that committed to U.S. to Lane Kiffin at
but
USC.
But that's also why they instituted this stuff, right? Yeah. Is because like 8th grade kids are committing in lacrosse. It was like rampant. Like if you weren't recruited by like 8th grade, you were like it's almost like a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, no, this is crazy. You can't do it until like September 15th of your, you know, rising junior year or something. So I don't even understand it. Football and basketball recruiting is wild to me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's, I'm not it's, saying it well, didn't happen. I just don't understand.
It also
how it
shows
works.
You how competitive it is. Like yeah. they want to get the, as Mike Marr would say, boots on the ground, nice and right. early
boots on
with
the
these
ground.
Kids in the 8th and 9th grade.
Yeah, dude. When I was in middle school, one of my buddies in 7th grade committed to Penn State to play lacrosse, and I'm more or like you know scraping together change to get the dollar menu.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, this dude's about to go play Big Ten lacrosse
yeah,
in a couple years.
Ball.
It's
right.
crazy.
All right, let's go to Rob.
I know Maryland got a huge commitment for an edge rusher from St. Francis.
Mm.
Can't remember his name, but I think he's a 5-star player.
Oh, nice.
And they got a commitment for him for next year.
Is Bosch still there? Our buddy? I'm not sure. I don't think so,
but I could be wrong. I haven't talked to Bosch in a long time.
Let's go to Rob.
Looks like Justin Merriman, going back to your question, took me a while to find it. Plays quarterback for DePaul Catholic in Wayne, New Jersey.
Ah,
right, there you go.
Sean Merriman said it was one of the biggest thrills of his life. That locks
there's nothing like seeing your kid's
cool.
success. Yeah,
Rob, what's up?
Hey, EB, I want to give you the final piece to round out the Kensington Resort and Spa that you built over there.
Thank you.
It's the outdoor shower. All right, I've done a lot of traveling.
I kind of have one. It's called my hot tub. I know people don't like answer, so look, but that's true.
I'm right down the road from you in Bethesda. I got the hot tub. It's not the same. And even better, when you get out of the hot tub or right before you're about to jump in to keep the oils off you, you can take a shower. After a run,
I need that for my daughters, to be honest with you, yeah.
And then, boom, you can throw your dog in there, too.
I don't have a dog.
He'll never have a dog.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing a dog. It's too much of a pain in the ass.
But I'm telling you, I have the hot tub. I have the outdoor fire pit. There's nothing like an outdoor shower. There's nothing quite like standing out in your backyard butt naked on a sunny summer
Dude,
day.
It's so funny you bring that. So listen to this. This is funny. I'll let you stay on hold for a minute. I like to go, like, in the evening, skinny dipping in my hot tub. I just, because I don't like to have like the
liner.
What do you call the underwear shorts I always wear? The boxer briefs or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
And they're like Under Armour type of material, mm-hmm. you know, stretchy, whatever. But they get so heavy and wet. And my wife yells at me when I leave the wet soaking like underwear in the laundry bin. Like, you know, she wants me to hang it somewhere, let it, you know, it gets everything wet, right? So I said, you know what, F it, I'm just going to go in there naked. So like for the last 6 months to a year, I've just been going in there naked so I don't have to deal with wet, heavy clothes, you know, like underwear.
I get it. You have a towel or
Yeah, I have a towel
robe.
And I have a rope.
Did you see his penis?
My wife just pointed out last week that the neighbors, who I'm pretty sure can't see anything, they have a security camera out there. There's literally a security camera with the light, you know.
Oh, so we need to see that. So get us the vid.
They probably have footage of me.
Probably
my
do.
Tuchus.
Probably do.
See you and your slinky.
Yeah. No, I try to hide my slinky in case.
They probably
anything.
Do. Yeah.
They probably have my tuchus.
Yep. 100%.
Do your kids ever pop out there when you're butt naked in the hot
no,
tub? That'd
I mean,
be awful.
I'm aware of those yeah. kinds of things. Or I'll say, hey, don't go out there. I'm going to jump in the hot tub. I'm going to skinny dip the hot tub.
Yeah.
You know, I'll warn people.
Yeah. Give them that warning.
But it's does. Needed. By the way, it does feel silly to go in there.
I'm sure it's great.
Butt naked.
I'm sure it's very liberating.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, neighbors, they probably have footage. You'd probably get a few bucks for that, Case.
I mean, if you got busted for public indecency, that would make my day.
Oh.
I would just be so happy.
That would be funny. Yeah.
But I make a point of not pointing my slinky in that direction.
That you see your butt.
But you can't. It wouldn't be public. Right?
What do you mean? Unless they released it.
But I'm saying, if you're in your property.
I'm in my backyard.
Yeah, how would that be public indecency?
Maybe it's not. Well, maybe the wrong charge.
Can't you do that?
The thing is, they have a shed, and then their windows are all blinded. You could tell the windows are blinded.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
you can't see through. And right. they have a big shed kind of blocking everything.
Right.
So I just put my butt cheeks to the shed
yeah.
and back in.
Yeah.
Got it.
Who knows?
You moon them.
All right, dude. Thanks, bro.
I moon them. Yeah. Thank you,
thanks,
Rob.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too, man. All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.